Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Jack Graney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ray Kolb. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison strikes out. Severide drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jamison out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Graney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field. Graney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Graney. Jacobson moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Graney. Severide reaches second base with a double. Jacobson scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Severide moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Graney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Severide tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Browns. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to second. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Graney who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a line drive to center field. Graney throws towards third. Gardner fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gardner. Sisler scores. Williams scores. Jacobson goes all the way around to score. Severide moves to third. It's 5-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Severide scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McManus is hit by the pitch. Gerber moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-0 in the game. Culp bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to third. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerber scores. McManus scores. It's 8-0, Browns. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellerbe takes first base on ball 4. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is 0-for-1 in the game. Graney takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ginger Shinault now catching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Graney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacobson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Graney, who is chasing the ball. Jacobson reaches third base with a triple. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Severide hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 8-1, Browns. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ginger Shinault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shinault strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Severide and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-0 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Graney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sisler hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground for a single. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. McInnes moves to third. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ginger Shinault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shinault is 0-for-1 in the game. Shinault hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Severide for the out. Jacobson moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-1, Browns. Ray Kolp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kolp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Graney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Gisto pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 10-2, Browns. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Graney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wamsgans moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Nellie Pott now pitching. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ellerbe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Ellerbe reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellerbe scores. It's 11-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Shinault and he is safe. Sisler steals third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Graney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and scores. One out. It's 12-2, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Shinault and he is safe. Williams steals second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Severide hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Severide reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 13-2, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ginger Shinault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shinault is 0-for-2 in the game. Shinault hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.